Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be looking at the halachas of superstitions and omens. Yes, halacha covers all aspects of life. We're in Siman Kuf Samach Vav 166 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're looking at three basic concepts: superstitions, omens, and sorcery. Let's start at the top. The Torah tells us, Loisa Nachashu veloisa oinenu. Those are two prohibitions that we're going to be discussing today. Let's start with the first one, Nichush. What is Nichush? So the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to do things which are superstitious. So as examples, these are examples the Gemara talks about and are talked about in Shulchan Aruch, and the Kitzur brings a number of them. Person says, since the bread fell out of my mouth, or the cane fell out of my hand, or my son called me from behind me, or the raven croaked at me, or a deer crossed my path, a snake passed me on the right, or a fox passed me on the left, therefore I'm not going to go on this trip. Those are things which are superstitiously an event happened to me, and therefore I'm going to cancel my plans because of that. That is superstitious, and the Torah prohibits it. Anything else? So the other examples that are given are, let's say that a person interprets the chirping of the birds to delay a payment, or because it's the time of the time, it's the morning, or it's the end of Shabbos or end of the new moon. So it's all prohibited to stop doing things because of timing as well. So if one, let's say, slaughters a rooster because it crowed at night, or a hen because it crowed like a rooster, like things like that, where a person does things because of superstition that's not allowed, these are forms of superstition and are violations of this negative commandment. To throw in a few extras, one is not allowed to. Today, the superstitions of the later cultures that we live in today are things like the black cat crossing one's path, breaking a mirror in 7 years of bad luck, opening an umbrella indoors, walking underneath a ladder. All these things, all this nonsense is all part of the same idea of Nichush. And it's interesting, it's so ingrained in the culture around us. If you go into an average building, you'll see there's no 13th floor. People don't build buildings with a 13th floor. And that's also superstitious. This is not the Jewish way. We do not live in a world where we are victim to circumstances. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs things. The Kitzur says, what about, let's say, you slaughter a rooster or a hen without saying it's for the superstitious reason? So, you know, the rooster crowed at night, and you shechted, but you don't say it's for that. So the Kitzur actually says, interestingly enough, that according to some poskim, if you don't mention the reason that it acted strangely, then it's permitted, and it would be allowed to without actually identifying the reason itself, interestingly enough. We move to the next topic, which is the topic of omens. So this is what's called loisa oinenu. What is oinenus? So this is with an ayin. What does that mean? So there's two interpretations. Rabbi Akiva, the great sage in the Mishnah, says that it's saying things like, today is a day of good. Today, this is a good or bad day to do something. This is a good day to work. This is a year or month is bad for something. This is forbidden because it gives attributes of power to time itself as well. This is a propitious time or not a propitious time. This is not the Jewish way. We're not supposed to be living like that. But didn't we learn that in halacha there are things related to timing? So as an example, we learned when it comes to the halachas of marriage early on in the Kitzur that one should be set up one's wedding date in the waxing, not the waning of the moon, instead of not from the 22nd of the Hebrew month, the lunar calendar, onwards. So isn't that a concern? So the Kitzur says there's no problem over there because that's just a symbolic good sign. Like as an example, Moshkim Islam Lachim Al Hamayan, where you anoint kings by a spring, and this is seen as a good symbol. This is not considered an omen because on the other, the Kitzur points out the distinguishing factor is that you don't have to do it. Let's say there's pressing circumstances and one had to set up a wedding. One can make a wedding in the end of the month. If there's a concert of a chuppas nida, that it's going to be the wrong time of the month for the woman, one can set up a wedding at the end of the month. Meaning to say that it's not something which is going to prevent you acting in a certain way. It's only added value. It's not that I'm going to take away or change my actions because of this. It's not an absolute. It's an extra added value as well. Similarly, this is where the Gemara discusses the notion of Simona Milsa by Rosh Hashanah and having those special things on the night of Rosh Hashanah in a similar way as well, that this is not a omen in the sense of if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to do anything. It's no, I'm adding value by whether it's a bastion of tefillah, like the Meiri understands, I'm going to pray for this, or it actually has spiritual significance, like the Chaya Adam suggests, it's only value added. Similarly, the Kitzur references a menach to begin learning on Rosh Chodesh or not to avoid a new limud on Mondays or Wednesdays. He says, yes, that's true, and there's value to that. But one don't there's a heter. One does not need to do that. So let's say one needed to start, and it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's Monday or Wednesday, and you need to start. So therefore, the omen is not locking you in. Is there another interpretation of omens? So yes, the Chachamim, the sages, disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, and they said that this refers to ma'onein, refers to a person who deceives the eyes. Oichez esai naim, as is understood in the Gemara, which means to say a person who creates illusions that look like they're supernatural, but they're really just tricks of sleight to the hand. So you look like you are doing stuff that you're not. So the Kitzur goes on and asks, what about entertainers who perform sleight of hand shows at weddings, or is that a violation? He says, yes, that's not allowed. They transgress this negative commandment, and those who hire them are transgressing lifnei iver lo sitein michshal. It should be noted that consideration should be given as to whether they are claiming to be supernatural or not. Today, most magicians who are simply entertainers are being paid, and the general perspective of the audience is we enjoy this form of entertainment. We know that they're not supernatural. We know that somehow a trick is happening. We have to figure out what it is, but it falls less of a concern into this, although some would apply it even to this. Is it permitted to watch these kinds of magic tricks which appear supernatural? So it's the Kisser says that if it's a Jew who's doing it, one should not be watching it. If it's a non-Jew, then it's permitted to watch, because otherwise with a Jew, you're encouraging them to commit this transgression. Finally, sorcery. So the Kisser asks an interesting question. He says, may one consult sorcerers or use sorcery? He says, of course not. One's not allowed to. The Torah says so. But is one ever allowed to? So the Kisser says, if there is a danger to one's life, or if somebody has been cursed by a witch, by some form of witchcraft, or harmed by an evil spirit, then is permitted to be healed by a non-Jewish sorcerer. Which is fascinating, because the question then is it real? The Kitzur suggests that there is some sort of powers and we're not supposed to be consulting them. It's worthwhile noting that not everybody agrees with this. So as an example, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says that all of these things are prohibition, the reason for all these prohibitions is not to be stupid, is not to act like a fool, because people do all kinds of things. They lower the blinds, they close, they make the light change, they speak in a deep voice, they do all these kinds of things. And at the end of the day, it's not real. It's all the Torah wants us to act. The Torah is don't act like there's other powers that are there, but they aren't really there. The kids seem to say that they are there as well. I'll end with just something I saw recently. There was a store, a tarot card store, nearby, which actually went under. It was the business closed, and it said out of business. So I was always wondering, did they see that coming? But like, is it real or not? So the Kitzur seems to suggest it is real, but it can be used in the case where there is pikuach nefesh. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful, meaningful day.